This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have another Roy Pirate prank. Normally, it is a lock for G-Bag of the Day. Troy, earlier this morning, said he's throwing this in for G-Bag of the Year. So set us up on National Pirate Day for what went down, Troy.
Thank you very much. It is National Pirate Day around America, and you will see various things in all forms today in regards to pirates. I believe Facebook actually has a setting today where you can change your language to pirate language. And there's a lot of things like that that's going to be out there today. But let's go ahead and get to our own pirate, the one known as Roy White. Roy yesterday decided to talk like a pirate day because, you know, some establishments around the country are offering specials on certain foods if you talk like a pirate. Well, right. Roy.
Any idea who? Where?
I believe it's Long John Silver's.
They are offering a free golden Twinkie today.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, that sounds
fried golden Twinkie.
No. Yesterday, when we were talking about this idea, I thought you were going to run on out to Long John Silver's.
I 1,000% am going there today. I love Long John Silver's.
Well, I'm glad you're going today because today is National Talk Like a Pirate Yesterday, not yesterday, in which Roy went to the drive-thru to talk like a pirate and try to get something free. You're just a tad early, my friend.
Arg, matey, land ho! Tis I, Captain Roy, and I've come to claim the treasure promised to me and my crew by none other than Captain Silver himself. Arg!
I am so sorry, sir, but the promotion is tomorrow.
Aye, I understand I shored up a bit early, but the sea gods saw fit to bless our voyage with favorable conditions. Rock! Made it in record time, Rock!
I'm sorry, sir.
Ah, you're a salty beach, aren't you?
Oh!
Do you deny me my right to the bounty promised to me? Okay. I must be mistaken. You've been at sea as long as I have, and the mind starts to play tricks on you. Rah! I've seen him in his own shoe. Rah! Rah! Shut your beak, you mangy beast. How's about we strike up a parley? You give me 3 shrimps, and I don't make you walk the plank, arrrr!
Okay, so would you like 3 shrimps?
Arr, better make it 8 shrimps, please.
Okay, so 3 shrimps, anything else?
That'll do it for me and my crew. Land ho!
Oh my God, that's amazing!
Her audio is a little bit low.
Oh, quit focusing on the negative.
Quite low.
Oh, that's amazing.
Who cares about her?
Did you call her a salty beach? And then you dropped a mast in there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, a couple of references.
And then the parrot.
Yeah, your range as a voice actor.
Yes.
Is remarkable. Yeah, I need to get you into more anime.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Fantastic.
That was fantastic.
They called me in a while, Troy.
Yeah, I'll get my friends over there at Funimation.
This has been
a while.
Tell them I'm a great pirate. That was really good.
That was tremendous. I feel like I was watching SpongeBob on Land and Sea.
Do you think that was his best one? How many pirates have we done? Ooh. 2 or 3?
I think that's the 3rd iteration. Now, we started at Krispy Kreme. Mm. 2 years ago, and last year we did Long John Silver's as well. So
did you end up getting the shrimp?
Could be an annual thing. Yeah, I got a couple orders of shrimp, actually. I love the shrimp at Long John Silver's.
No. Really did good. You get it, or did you pay for it?
Oh, he paid.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, I walked the plank for that.
You think someone else is going to drive through today and talk like a pirate? If you all do it and you send it to us, we'll play it tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
If you send us... Wherever there's a special, well, we know Long John Silver's. and you execute it. We kind of screwed Roy because we wanted to play it today, mm-hmm. Talk Like a Pirate Day. But if y'all record it, we'll play it for you. Shout outs, whatever you want, and hook you up for hooking us up with the audio.
And you might actually get something for it today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So you got G-Bag of the Day. That's what you got for it. That's good enough.
I'll take it. If they have it, hopefully G-Bag of the Day with an abbreviated show today.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah.
G-Bag of the Minute.
How are they going to fit all their segments in?
G-Bag of the 30 seconds with the Ranger game. 12:30 pregame, 105 first pitch for the dollar special. All right, we have other entertainment. Troy, are we going to guess these with the themes, or are you just going to run down the list?
Oh, I think we...
Or do we see if we identify them when you play them? How do you want to do it?
You'll know them if I play them. So okay. I think it's probably best for us to go ahead and guess this. So there's a company out there called PHMG. PHMG, they're an audio branding service provider. So like on-hold music and stuff that you would hear in a doctor's office. They offer services like that. And they decided to come out with a list of the best television theme songs of all time. Not just the best, but the most memorable television theme songs of all time. So I went ahead and pulled these.
Okay, thank you. Real quick, do you want to try to put in a guess, like go around the room until we run out and we stop?
Yes, but if you're going to guess them, you got to sing them.
Oh, very good.
Yes, so I'll start first.
I'm not guessing then.
No. Yeah, you are.
Simpsons. All right.
No, I'm not going to say Simpsons is the best TV theme song.
No, that's
memorable.
That's what he's
talking about. Memorable.
Oh, memorable. Okay.
Is the top five memorable?
Most memorable.
Of TV shows?
TV show theme songs.
Okay. Chop, you got one?
Cheers.
Sing it.
Yeah, I had Cheers, but I can't.
Nah, man.
I'm trying to think.
It's too old.
I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall.
Are you doing Cheers?
Yeah.
That's the song.
That's not Cheers. That's Friends.
Friends. Sorry, I meant Friends. I don't know the theme song to Cheers. Are there words to Cheers?
Yeah. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Cheers is going to be up there.
Sorry, Friends was a guess, not pretending that was Cheers.
I think Friends is a good guess.
Yeah, Friends is going to be a good guess. Cheers, I think, will be up there. Simpsons will probably be up there as well. Yeah. You'll probably get some old one that wants, like, Mary Tyler Moore, Sanford and Son.
How is the I'm going to guess MASH. Although I'm trying to think how...
If I heard it, I would obviously recognize it, but I can't.
Oh, Law and Order.
I mean,
that's one of the more recognizable ones for sure, but I don't know.
All right, does like a late night show count?
No, it does not count.
Oh, what? SNL. Bucket. That's SNL.
I mean, sitcoms, like 90s.
TV show.
Yeah, but 90s sitcoms specifically always had great intros. Full House. Family
What
matters.
About Fresh Prince?
Ooh, Fresh Prince, certainly, Fresh Prince, absolutely. Big Bang will be up there.
So how many are on the
Big
list?
All right, so these are the top five.
Okay, top five.
Top five most memorable television theme songs of all time. This is from a company called, one more time, PHMG. You guys have said three of them. You're missing number one. So let's go and start at the bottom of the list. Number five, most memorable television theme song of all time. According to this survey, which apparently, Sean, was done by a bunch of women. The great theme song from Cheers.
Yeah, that Cheers song, baby.
All right, just before you go through the rest, Autoflexies and Fantex knocking out these guesses. I Love Lucy, Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah.
MASH theme song is terrible. Seinfeld, Brady Bunch, Cops. Cops have one? Dukes of Hazzard.
Bad Boys.
What
bad boys.
You gonna do? Dukes of Hazzard and the A-Team, the Jeffersons. And those Green Acres, Jetsons. All right, those are the guesses.
All right, so number five, we already said, was Friends. Number four, most memorable television theme song of all time, according to the survey. The ship set
round on the shore of
Gilligan's Island. Okay.
And the skipper, too.
Okay.
Right, so you got that one. Number three on the list of most memorable television theme songs of all time. We've already talked about it. Sometimes you
want to go where everybody Man, knows I, this your might way. Be my number one. I love this song.
This is a terrific one.
It's like a group sing-along one, too.
And yeah. And it perfectly encapsulated the show. Like, it's the bar show. This was perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a great song to sing in the bar. I remember us singing at the Fan Sports Lounge for 4 months, and then they closed it. Wow. Number two most memorable television theme song of all time, according to this survey, I think it should be number one.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
So iconic.
Iconic.
So great. Amazing. So iconic.
Greatness.
But the number one song on this list, according to PHMG, most memorable television theme song of all time, you guys weren't even close on this.
Can you
one.
Give us a hint?
Give us an era.
Guess it?
Yeah. Era.
Of when the show aired or what when it was based? Because it was based in the 50s.
And
based in the
aired
50s.
When?
Oh!
Mad
Wonder
Men.
Years! Not Wonder Years. And if you were on the show, you probably wore a leather jacket.
Happy Days?
Happy Days?
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Happy Days. Thursday, Friday, Happy Days. The weekend comes.
Go ahead, Roy.
Well, that was Lover, Roy.
You stop real quick. He stopped real quick. So there it is.
That's a good one. That's a good one. It was a good show. I love that show.
Brought me back seeing a photo of Ron Howard and Henry Winkler at the Emmys earlier this week.
All right.
It was fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.